Since we were just talking about Strom Thurmond and the legacy of segregation in the U.S., the N-word and other restrictions on speech in colleges and other institutions, I love this noisy introduction of Senator Strom Thurmond at UCLA back in 1970.
We have to strive at this university to allow all speakers, no matter who they are, what they believe in, to speak freely at this campus.
That intro went on for quite some time, and there were catcalls as well as applause in the background. And I'm wondering, would that same speech happen today on a major American campus? The University of Chicago Dean of Students would say emphatically yes. Dean John Ellison recently wrote in a letter to the incoming university class that the college's, quote, commitment to academic freedom means that we do not support so-called trigger warnings. We do not cancel invited speakers because their topics might prove controversial, and we do not condone the creation of intellectual safe spaces where individuals can retreat from ideas and perspectives at odds with their own. Very few universities have official policies regarding so-called trigger warnings, and this should not be confused for one. While the college does not support trigger warnings and safe spaces, it has no official policy against them, and faculty will choose how to run their classrooms as they see fit. Marianne Case is one of those professors. She's a professor of law at the University of Chicago Law School. Welcome to the program, Marianne Case.
Thanks very much.
So what do you make of this statement? It's short of policy, yet it certainly does espouse some principles.
I think it is a poor statement of our actual policy, which I commend to anyone interested in the subject. A group of my colleagues produced a report on freedom of expression, which set out a couple of years ago what I think the dean was much less clearly and eloquently trying to convey. The policy stood robustly for free speech, saying that it was, quote, not the proper role of the university to attempt to shield individuals from ideas and opinions they find unwelcome, disagreeable, or deeply offensive, although the university greatly values civility and although all members of the university community share in the responsibility for maintaining a climate of mutual respect. Concerns about civility and mutual respect can never be used as a justification for closing off discussion of ideas, however disagreeable or offensive these ideas may be to some members of our community. That's, I think, what the dean was trying to say. And that's a sentiment and an expression of it I, as a member of the faculty, very clearly stand behind. I wish the dean had not used jargon that he might not fully have comprehended, such as trigger warnings and safe spaces.
What's your impression of a trigger warning? What is it, or a safe space? What do you think it is?
Well, I understand. I mean, again, part of the problem is very many different people understand significantly different things, which is why the words should not be used without an explanation of them. I understand a trigger warning to be simply advance notice to a student or a group of students that the material they are likely to encounter in a particular class or in a particular reading might be disturbing, particularly to people with a personal experience of the trauma described. So a classic example of a trigger warning would be, especially in a class or an assignment in which this wouldn't immediately be obvious, there are going to be violent and gruesome descriptions of rape and dismemberment in this thing I'm asking you to read and discuss with me. This is something that sometimes is useful for students to know in advance, especially students who might, because of their prior personal experiences, find this even more difficult going than the ordinary individual with no such experience. I mean, you know, reading about painful and difficult topics can be difficult for everyone, and different topics can be particularly painful for different people.
Is it possible that in an era where the movie The Texas Chainsaw Massacre has had like four or five sequels that it's very, very difficult to enforce anything like this?
Well, it depends on what you mean by enforce. I don't think anyone is suggesting, at the University of Chicago at least, that there be enforced trigger warnings. I will say, as somebody who teaches classes, all of which cut very close to the bone for most students and indeed most people, I teach on the regulation of sexuality, I teach on the regulation of religion. I do think it advisable to say on the first day of class, we are going to be talking about difficult subjects close to the bone for many of you, and we are going to talk about them very frankly. This is something you should know before deciding to take this class. Some might call what I've just given a trigger warning. It doesn't shut down what it is I assign or how it is we talk about it. It simply alerts people to be prepared.
Is it possible that Dean Ellison was trying to preempt the kinds of things that happened in Oberlin, where, you know, Taco Day at the cafeteria was turned into a, if I'm not mistaken, an accusation of anti-Latino cuisine offense and that sort of thing?
I don't know what happened at Oberlin, and I certainly don't know what was in the dean's mind. But again, my hope and assumption is that he was trying to paraphrase and convey the sentiments of what is indeed the university's official report on free expression.
If a white student used the N-word in the course of a discussion in your class and a black student objected, would that become an incident for the university administration?
I sure hope not. And such a thing is quite likely to happen in at least some of the classes I teach. I teach a class on the First Amendment. I wouldn't rule out having used that word in class myself. Everything depends on the context. Everything depends on the tone. And that is a relevant word for some classroom discussions, including some classroom discussions that the university hired me to conduct.
Marianne Case is a professor of law at the University of Chicago Law School. Thank you so much, Professor.
Thank you.
Susie Garfinkel calling from Delray Beach, Florida. And I am disgusted by this retrogressive decision at an institution I used to respect. I don't see how trigger warnings and safe spaces interfere with academic freedom.
Well, you guys love this one. Tampa, Florida students should be exposed to differing ideologies and thoughts that are challenging and sometimes even seriously upsetting. With that said, the University of Chicago is right to remind students that their university is a place for tough intellectual discussions and not retreat into puppy-lined spaces designed for preteens.
My name's Sandy, calling from Pennsylvania. Good for the University of Chicago. That's ridiculous. Safe zones and trigger warnings. I don't even know what trigger warnings are. Colleges are supposed to be a beacon of free speech, not politically correct Nazis. I don't understand today's generation.
Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Subscribe to our podcast. Find us on iTunes or on your favorite podcast app. It's a great way to check up on all the day's news. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. What's this tune, Men Without Hats? Is that right? There should be a safe space for this tune from the 80s. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.